up here now, y'all gonna have to start listening to me. Oh, don't sit and wait for me to do it.
I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and hair white as wool, as white as snow, and eyes of fire, with a garment on down to your feet. Oh, just look at him now while you're old. Your feet like fan brass burned in a furnace, a golden girdle around your chest, and your body shining like the noonday sun, body fire and glory shining before me. Upon me hath clothed, hath saturated me. Softer. I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and hair white as wool, as white as snow, eyes of fire, with a garment on down to your feet.
Look at him.
Ooh, ooh. and your feet like fine brass burned in a furnace, a golden girdle around your chest, and your body shining like the noonday sun, body of fire and glory shining before me. Look at him now. Ooh, ooh, feeling just clothing down on you. Goosebumps running all over you, something moving on the inside of you gently. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Your living voice like waves of many waters, clothing on and moving through me. Your whole body of your resurrection upon me hath clothed, has saturated me. Ooh. Oh. Jesus, alive before me, your head and your hair, white as wool, as white as snow, and eyes of fire, with a garment on, down to your feet. Your feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace, a golden girdle around your chest, and your body shining like the noonday sun, body of fire and glory shining before me. Ooh. Feel him come alive right there in front of you. Ooh. 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 Your living voice. Like waves of many waters, clothing on and moving through me, your whole body of your resurrection upon me hath clothed, hath saturated me. Feet. Oh. your feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace, a golden girdle around your chest, and your body shining like the noonday sun, body fire and glory shining before me. Saturated me. hath clothed, hath saturated me. Ooh. 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 I see you, Jesus, right there before me. Your head and hair, white as wool, as white as snow, and eyes of fire, with a garment on, down to your feet, now on the inside, huh? Feel it bubbling in there. And your feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace. A golden girdle around your chest. And your body shining like the noonday sun. Body of fire and glory shining before me. Now home inside. The waves of many waters, clothing on and moving through me, your whole body, of your resurrection upon me, hath clothed, hath saturated me. And I looked and I saw a new heaven and new earth, and there was no more dividing sea. New Jerusalem, send down those that enter in. The old earth becomes new, same as heaven you see.
Become heavenly blood. Your flesh inside you is heavenly flesh too. Your breath of heaven that breeze hath been, and the air around you is the heavenly wind. The water
heavenly water to you. The home you live in is a heavenly home you see. And the earth you walk, wheresoever you set your feet, is a new earth, same as heaven you see. Listen to it now. It's all in God's order, God's perfect plan. When we followed him onto the sea of glass, he made the heavens one in expectancy and made This is the way he works, in expectancy. When you make one act of faith, oh, in obedience, he goes before you, and he makes two ahead of you. You make one step of faith, he goes before you and makes one or two ahead of you in expectancy to lead you on in that obedience. Goes before you. You make two steps of faith, and he makes four ahead of you. You make four steps of faith, and he makes 16 ahead of you. You make 16 steps of faith, and he makes 144 ahead of you. He does it all. What did the scripture say, Brother Pelham? In expectancy. Oh. He expects that if he led you that step of faith and obedience, that he can keep that obedience moving in you for another two steps. And if he moves it in you two more steps, he expects that he's able to keep it on moving four more in you. And when he moved it four, he expects that he's able, once he gets you started, he's able to move you 16 steps. Now go ahead and prepare a place for you. Everywhere you walk, I go before your face. You don't have to work. This is the way of grace. You make a step of faith and obedience, and I prepare those steps before you. Lay it out for you. Then as you walk in those steps, I'm continually ahead of you in expectancy. I expected you to be obedient that far. If I can lead you obedient that far, I expect I can lead you obedient those four more steps. And then I build in you. The more obedient you become, the more farther I go ahead of you and prepare. Someone became so obedient until he went into the heavens and rolled it back like a scroll. Someone did. Stand still and see the battle. Better still, walk in faith and the battle will be won before you. And I looked and I saw a new heaven and new earth, and there was no more dividing sea. New Jerusalem sent down for those that enter in. Whole earth becomes same as heaven, you see. Now listen closely, and I'll tell you more. As you enter in to his fullness in your church, he makes your church a pillar in the earth, the pillar that connects the new earth to the new heaven. Oh, ah, this shouldn't be anything new to you, Brother Pete, and the rest of you. Don't you remember I had you to draw it one time way back yonder? And you did it in obedience. You didn't know, after much grumbling and growling, you got it drawn right, but you didn't know what you're drawing, did you? Oh, see, each one of those churches become a pillar. Oh, that holds up the new Jerusalem. Oh, that holds the heavens right over. Oh, what we're building is these pillars and ground of the truth that supports that new Jerusalem and hold it right down there where it's supposed to be, where it won't go backward and forward and up and down and people fall in disobedience and this and that and other. Oh, Now look with me again. And I looked and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And there was no more dividing sea. New Jerusalem sent down, and those that enter in, the old earth becomes new, same as heaven you see. The place that you sleep on is now heaven's place of rest. The life of grace hath saturated your bed and rises up around you, wrapped you in glory and rest. And you sleep in a new place, wrapped in his glory and peace. Oh, 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 oh. Listen closely, and I'll tell you more. As you enter in to your ministry, he makes your body a pillar in the new earth, a pillar that connects earth and heaven. Oh, ah, oh, 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 oh. Everything moving along in the order of God, perfect plan. You remember down at Far, before we ever started, before the New Jerusalem was ever sent out, the Lord had me to go before. He said, I've made you in me, strong as Samson. You can go get the gates. They're up there in heaven. You remember I went and got them? Didn't I? Oh, brought them down, set them before you before the new city ever came down. Oh. Had you enter in, then now look, Lord, are they already in? Where's the new city? And then come. Here we've moved in, he moved to a certain place. Till you enter into that city, he begins to require you to walk in faith, or someone to walk in faith. Move those things in front of you. Once you enter his place of rest, then the order changes. Oh. Mmm. He clothe upon the whole earth, he changed the whole orders. And the more do you have to walk in darkness and make four or five steps of faith in order to be ahead of me, in order to prove yourself to me, because you've now entered a place to where I've proven you in the New Jerusalem. And you notice we entered into the New Jerusalem, it was set down, and it was completed, wasn't it? Only thing, there was a sea of glass, and we were to fill up that spot. And all the ministries around the Old Testament and the New Testament, there they were, sitting. Completed. But we had to do something, and you and I knew it. The order is set forth in Nehemiah and all places in the Scripture. The first ones to enter in must build the New Jerusalem, refurbish it, modernize it, whatever you want to call it, to the order of God's plan for the whole generation that moves in thereafter. So I begin to move you in to prophesy in these messages. Yes, Lord. To begin to build your ministries into the walls of this New Jerusalem. And we begin to do it. Got some assignments laid out for some of you that hadn't gotten any yet. We got them. Brother Ed's got them. He'll be with you tonight. You're not going to escape, Barbara, Vicky, and none of you. Oh, as you get ready, we'll require you to do your part, because each one in the New Jerusalem must build. There's none idle, not even the children. You'll find this order in Nehemiah. Everyone does it. It takes every one of the first generation to complete. Now, the purpose of the first generation is to refurbish the walls, and to whatever age it is, get the ministry moving in that. In this particular age, it has to move in grace and glory. To get it ready for the new age. Have to complete it. It hath been completed. Now, we moved into the Greenville Church, and he set in order. He set it in order. Up until that time, he'd been using me to... You noticed I started singing a good little bit ago. And the reason for this, the finishing work on the walls of the New Jerusalem, in that day they shall be made a city of praise and joy. Every ministry, even though they prophesied and they come alive and they move in their ministry, when they're finished, that ministry in there, he takes them then, and through the praise ministry, he takes that same ministry and he brings it alive in song and praise. Why? You saw me demonstrate it for those new ones that came in, like Teresa over there. Oh, she got three times the blessing some of you get. God, why? Because I led her up there in song, didn't I? Gate number one. I see you, Jesus, standing there before me, your head and hair white as wool, your eyes like fire, fire of love, clothed upon and one with my Father. You remember? And all it moved in it. Ooh, now this will follow the pattern in every church. But in the Greenville Church, the Lord has set this for place for the hub or the center. And unbeknownst to them, no one asked them. I didn't ask them. Not planning on asking them. Just set them in. They don't want to do it. I'll do it. Yes, Lord. Brother Daniel Jones sat as overseer over the Dallas, the Fort Worth, this area, Jacob's Well, and the Greenville Church. And in the Greenville Church, the Lord set forth just exactly the pastor he wanted and the song leader wanted, Pete and Barbara, because their business is now to take these doctrines. Oh, move right around here in front, will you? Oh. Oh. Oh, just sit down right there. Oh. Now, sit down. Will you put your mantle over your head where I won't hit you on your head and knock all your hair out, Pete? Oh. Oh, put your head on there. Oh. Oh. Oh, I now make you a vessel of perfection of the living doctrines, of praise and song in the kingdom of this area. Whoa! Whoa! Now here's how. Not only do you anoint them, but here's how. You give instructions. Here's how, in obedience to Jesus, we'll do it. You, Pete, you and Barbara. Over at your house or anywhere, we set up a recording. And number one, you play tape. His song of perfection. It's these four verses that I sang tonight. You'll get that plan and you'll play that and you'll hook on to it with the spirit of life, and you'll use that same three verses in a different, maybe a different tune, whatever song it is, for to start off every tape. Okay? To put him right there before you. You understand? Because he is the Nehemiah the Bible. Builder. Oh, I want Barbara to sing the words with a backup from others on the tape. Be plain where she can understand it. Oh, now, Pat Green, Frida, and Butch, Martha, Nancy, Kathy Salter, and so forth, whoever you want to reach out and get in, bring them in. But you need one representative from each church in this group, working with this group to where we can move this back into the other churches. Because you don't have this in your church. Why? Well, he just didn't put it there. He put it here. Oh. Now what you'll do, you'll start with tape Oracles 1, that tape Oracles 1, and go all the way through Oracles 1, 12, and I'll be sending them to you. And sign them out, tapes. Take some to yourself and some to others, and listen to them and copy the words of the song on the tapes. And then play the tape. And Pete, hook on with the music, you know, hook on to that same spirit of life that's flowing on that song. Ooh, and Barbara, you follow with the words, with the backup, and sing with the same spirit on the tape. The song, sing that song of perfection, verse 4, 5, and 6. Here it is right here. It'll be on this tape tonight, the different ones. What did I do with it? Sing it to start off, whatever tune is on that tape. And then go from there and go on in taking your tape and working it out. Taking your tape and working it out with the exhortations that's in between and everything. Understand? The teachings. If there's an exhortation, sing the song. Put the exhortation in there. Ooh, ooh, have them copy it off just like it is. It's a big job, but it has to be done. New Jerusalem has to be the city of praise and glory, because this city and this pattern must last forever. I'm not kidding you. It must last forever. There may be improvements on it. There may be different types of music that fits to the Holy Ghost to different countries. But this is the age of grace and glory. A new heaven and new earth come down, and this city must last forever. You may go in the Chinese country, and they may have it something like that. But it will still follow the same pattern, and we must lay... It hath been given unto us to lay this out in perfection. Oh, and this is what we'll do. All right? Oh, give me back my copy. There is yours there. Oh, now, I've given Brother Ed your assignments, all of you that he picked out so far to get the books going. I don't know whether he's given them to you yet or not. But gives them to you, do them just exactly like it says. We'll start beginning tonight with all your assignments. We'll start with this three verses. You're a perfection. I see you, Jesus, alive before me. And then we'll move from there into our ministry. We'll build it into the walls of these near Jew Jerusalem. We'll leave them there on tapes. And we'll not only leave them there on tape, we'll build them in the lives of the people when they come in. Won't we? Oh, you see, this is not a natural Jerusalem, said the sound of the hammer and the nails shall not be heard in it. Oh, from henceforth forever. Order to help you with your ministry, have here what's called a psalm of perfection. Have here a psalm to the keys to the kingdom. But before we go into these, move around here, Lane. Y'all sit there, be all right. Now, according to the order in the scriptures, it's very plain. In the days of Solomon and Solomon's song, his wife, very plain, his wife had charge of the waywards. Ushapaha. I don't mean the delinquents and incorrigibles, Brother Buddy. She didn't have any charge of the problem, but she had charge of the tender sheep that had gotten hurt. Little lambs had bruises in them, you know, and brought them in. Don't you remember? The order of God. And then we see the place that all this healing takes place is at Jacob's well, where the tired stranger comes by. Say, well, Brother Pruitt, why do you keep mentioning all these biblical names? Because I must, by the Spirit, transfer everything in that is in biblical terms in the Old Testament in your thinking, transfer it over into grace and glory to where you'll know your place. And as he gives them to me, I just speak them out. That's an agreement he made. When I give you something, you speak it out. Half been done, okay? So what Elaine will be in charge here, she got up a towel rack with the front door, and four or five claws hanging on it. She'll write out the confessions from the daily tapes to make, or from the Psalms or whatever. The Spirit's moving. And there we'll move in. If we move in, we'll move into it tonight, and you saw the blessing. Now, this will be the place, Brother Daniel, for those that have places like they can't enter in their ministry, say, at home, like Blanche and Blanche here. Blanche Byron here, some of the rest of them that they have division in their home and their problems, they can come here and stay. And when they come here and stay and enter into their ministry, don't any of you run tattletale and tell anyone where they're at, because this is a place for them to come hide. Jacob's well was off of the way there where folks wouldn't bother, you know. It was close enough to the road where everybody could get to it, but it was off the way to where they couldn't run out there and pester them or kick dust on them or spit at them every time they come by. So here it is. Some of you that, and I don't want you to make a mad rush up here and neglect your church, because you'll have the same thing going on in your church. And you'll need to be there to move on in it. But some of you that you go to having problems and you need to come here. I don't mean come here and counsel with Elaine. I haven't given her any authority to counsel. All I've given her authority to do is wipe you down good in that confession and put you on those tapes and let you get going with them. Not talk with you, not flesh around with you, not anything. Because we're not going to ruin Jacob's well. We're going to let it be a haven, aren't we? I'll come by and refurbish it every once in a while. Make it another pillar in the kingdom of God. Now to help us out moving in our ministry, let's move on in to this next couple of psalms here the Lord has given me, and let them come alive in you so that you might understand how easy this thing is under his plan of grace. Are you ready? Oh, a covenant was made between Jesus and our Father. Our Father said, Son, I give you the key, the keys to my kingdom, my kingdom of heaven, to unlock all mysteries for those that fall in obedience. Oh, 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 oh. The great key I give you is the spirit of prophecy. With this in faith, you have all other keys. With this key, you speak of all of my mysteries that I spoke in my people all down the past year. I start this key inside you as a small voice of grace, and you speak it to me in obedience to my face. Then line upon line, you're a little and a little, I turn you into a storm in the Jordan River. When Satan attacked him, he prophesied in obedience and brought the heavens down. Caught Satan in a whirlwind inside his body and whirled him around and cast him from him. For 40 days and nights out in the burning sun, he suffered and travailed in obedience to prophesy. Sometime in quietness, sometimes in loud crying, he overcame Satan for you and me. Oh,
gave us rest and a voice of grace and rest that had overcome Satan and all his power. That we start in faith of having been overcome and rise on the wind with our spirit.